The best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here alongside Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. Don't forget, about 10 minutes, Dan Dickerson, Detroit Tigers radio play-by-play guy, will be with us. He'll share his thoughts about Miguel Cabrera and the Detroit Tigers in general. But Scott, I want to get your thoughts on Miguel Cabrera, because I was just talking about the fact that, in my opinion, the biggest problem with this issue is the fact it's not the drinking problem. Okay, although that's an issue, that's always an issue with a person. Okay, I'm not trying to say that that's not a big deal. It's not how he plays this year. It's the fact that Miguel Cabrera feels invincible, feels like there's nothing he can do that's going to warrant any big punishment. And my question to you is, and you were telling me this in a little bit of the break, what do you do with him to try and teach him a lesson that stuff like that, no matter how invincible you think you are, does not fly?
Well, it's funny. You're talking about things that will get through to him. I think take money away. That's the biggest thing. He's making $21 million this year. That's the only thing. And that you hear with athletes all the time. I remember going back to pro football with all the illegal hits, suspend them for games. You can do what you want, but as soon as you hit the pocketbook, that's when it gets tough. Now, I mean, he's making so much money. I don't know how bad that is, but you've got to go severe, because this, in, I would say take baseball away from him, but as I was talking to Kyle here while you were going, if you take that away from him, that could possibly lead to more addiction, because what else does he have going on right now?
Well, I don't think you take baseball away from him forever. That's not saying.
Not forever.
Especially not for a first offense. But what is shocking to me at this point is that nobody wants to discipline this guy. Outside of the law, which is going to discipline him, but let's face it, when you're an athlete making $20 million, a DUI fine is not that severe. So how is nobody in Major League Baseball, whether it's in the Tigers organization or Bud Selig in Major League Baseball, how is nobody disciplining this guy?
Well, it's not the NFL, and Bud Selig is not Roger Goodell, who suspends people for image.
I'm aware of
that. And I mean, because baseball has tons of problems where they should have cracked down on many, many, many things. But it's not really the first offense for Cabrera. Because if you look back to his other run-in 2 years ago.
It's his first DUI offense.
Right, right. But this isn't his first problem, and it did affect how he played.
Yeah, for one game. But I mean, it got blown out of proportion because of what that one game was, okay? But if he hadn't gotten in trouble, okay, let's say if he had just gotten hammered the night before and then woke up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and then went out and played or whatever the case might be. It was a couple days before, because the game was in Minnesota, was it not?
I think it was the night before. He went out a few hours after.
Well, no, because the spat was with his wife. So if he's in Detroit, right, it would have had to have been in Detroit maybe a day before, whatever the case may be. Okay. Whatever the case may be. Let's say he had gotten hammered the night of the game, the day of the game. All right. Clearly he had been doing it all season long. If you're hitting 324 with 34 home runs, okay, if he hadn't gotten trouble, if his wife hadn't called the cops, okay, would he have really been that distracted by it?
I don't know, but just the fact that it is the second time something's happened. This is a more serious, then he doesn't see the repercussions, and he is willing to do it during the season, right before spring training. He's just about to start his season, the most important part to a season right now. So he doesn't really see that it affects him on the field, and it goes back to being invincible. And like you said, he puts up the big numbers. He knows he can get away with it.
And the Tigers are letting him get away with it. Jim Leland's basically turning a shoulder to it. He basically just doesn't care. He's like, just show me what's on the field. I don't really care what you do in the locker room or what you do outside the clubhouse.
And that's the thing. It's not like major league players or athletes shouldn't go out and on a given night, because you hear stories all the time. I mean, during the summer, you have 162 games. You go out the night before, you have a night game. I mean, you can listen to any major leaguer talk about former stories of, I was out until 4 a.m.
I'm pretty sure guys like Mickey Mantle were probably hammered pretty much every night before a game. Okay, I don't think that's rare. And to be honest, I don't know how much being hungover would hurt you when you are that good of an athlete, when you have that good a hand-eye coordination in baseball. Clearly, it hasn't hurt Miguel Cabrera for the most part. Now, did he put up monster numbers last year when he wasn't drinking? Absolutely. He did. Okay, when he was quote-unquote clean. Now, we don't know how clean he was. Okay, we don't know. All we can go off is what he says. Okay, that's all we can go off of. And if he's clean and he played that well, that's great. Okay, but if he's also playing as well as he did in 2009 when he's drinking and stuff, okay, there's not that much for incentive for him not to drink. All right, that's the bottom line here. And we can talk about that all we want. We can talk about the play and all that. The main question I want to know is athletes in general. Okay, I think of guys like Michael Irvin, guys who got in trouble but never really got full punishment for what they deserved, okay? How do you punish these guys that have everything? What do you do to get through to them? What do you do to teach them lessons that they are not invincible, that things that they do can harm other people? Outside of killing somebody with his car, how is Miguel Cabrera ever going to learn without jail time or without getting baseball taken away from him for a while? How's he ever going to learn that what he does is not okay?
That's the toughest thing, because as bad as it is, it's a minor crime what he committed. So
yes.
He's not going to be punished very heavily or at all. As I read one article from John Paul Morosi, he talked to one of the biggest defense attorneys in the state, and he said, you know, first time offense, you're not going to see any jail time for it. So maybe he does get his act together. Or let's say he doesn't. Even the second time offense, it's still not that big of a punishment. As much as it should be.
Well, not to mention, they'd probably work it out to where he got jail time during the offseason. And so he would never miss any baseball or anything. He'd probably be a hero in jail because he's Miguel Cabrera. And so it wouldn't be that big of a deal to go to jail. Okay? So, honestly, okay, let's say this. Let's say he's not going to get jail time. All right? Let's say a judge does not go Plaxico Burress on him and give him like a 2-year sentence for something that he doesn't deserve. All right? How many games do you think it would take suspension-wise, regular season, for him to say, for any athlete, to be like, you know what, maybe I should think about the way I'm doing this?
That's tough.
I know, that's why I asked it.
I know, thanks. Maybe 15, 20, somewhere right around there. Even then, that doesn't seem like a lot of games, 10% of the season.
No, but if you do it at the beginning of the season... Okay, let's say they were to suspend him right at the beginning of the season for 15 games. Okay, now he's constantly trying to catch up with everybody else. He's 15 games behind everybody else as far as mid-season form goes. Okay, so if he's in mid-season form 15 games after everybody else is, there's a possibility he could cost the Tigers 10 games.
That's true, and I love the punishment for like steroids, 50 games. That's huge. That hits home. You understand that right away. This isn't.
What do you think is more severe, in your opinion? Okay, take baseball out of it. All right, and I'll answer first. I know I'm putting you on the spot here. I'll answer first.
No, it's fine. I understand what you're going. Go ahead and ask.
Steroids, 50 game suspension, drunk driving without hurting anybody, without getting into an accident. Do you think we should be making that distinction between drunk driving but didn't hurt anybody and drunk driving and killed somebody?
No, those. Put them all.
Totally agree with you there.
I'm with you on that one. On a human level, take baseball aside, steroids doesn't matter. You're hurting yourself.
Yes.
Bottom line, it's stupid to do. You can't condone it.
Yeah.
But it's you that you're going to hurt. Drunk driving is serious. It affects everyone around you on the road. Baseball-wise, steroids is huge.
I think depending on the severity, okay, let's say it's a second offense, okay? First offense, I think 15 games is a fair suspension. I think that's fair enough. You take it away without pay, so they don't get a little bit of their money. And on top of it, they're hurting their team, which makes their team upset with them. And it changes the whole dynamics of this. Okay, if you suspend Miguel Cabrera, I don't know that Jim Leland is as lenient on what's going on as he would be if Miguel Cabrera is not missing any time. Because now your actions are hurting your team. So I say 15 games would be a good suspension for a first offense. Second offense, I'd go between 30 and 40 games.
Yeah, I would say double it. That sounds about right. And if that doesn't hit home, I mean, you've got some serious problems.
Well, if that doesn't hit home, you're going to jail at that point. Okay, because I'm telling you that the athlete, because of what happened to Plaxico Burress and Michael Vick and people like that, they're not as invincible from jail as they used to be. Okay, so I think a judge would give you jail time. Now, whether they would give you jail time during the season and really try and teach you a lesson, or whether they would give you jail time in the off season, would really depend on the lawyer and what's going on. I would like to think that a judge would hammer down and say, sorry, I'm going to jail. You know, other people, they have to miss out on work because they go to jail. They don't get to just wait until an off season or something. You go to jail when we tell you go to jail.
You and I both know, and everybody knows, with the MLB, they form their suspensions and they finagle everything around and appeal so that they're out. They wait until they play the Kansas City Royals to serve a suspension for fight. You see it all the time.
Yes.
You get caught, you start a fight.
All you gotta do is challenge it, and you can keep playing.
You are allowed to still play. So you know that there's so many things wrong with that system.
Miguel Cabrera is most at fault here, obviously. He was drinking and driving, and that's just not right. But quickly behind him is Major League Baseball and the Tigers organization. Because when you have a problem like this, how do you not address it? How do you just turn the other way and just pretend like it's not happening as long as he's hitting home runs? You can't do that to a human being. You can't just say, because of what you do in the clubhouse and on the field, we don't care what you're like in the offseason. We don't care what everything's like. His quote was to the cop, "You don't know the types of problems I have." That, to me, tells me that the Tigers don't really care about their players outside of the investment they have for the team. Neither does Major League Baseball. And that bothers me. Okay, the reason Major League Baseball suspend people for steroids is not because they're worried about their health. Okay, it's because they don't want to get in trouble. It's because it's out there now and you have to get in trouble for steroids. If you're telling me Major League Baseball cares about their health, you're wrong. They don't care. Gives them good ratings. They get to hit home runs. Coming up next, Dan Dickerson, Detroit Tigers radio play-by-play. We'll talk more about Miguel Cabrera and the Tigers next. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.